Addy, good to talk a little track and field. Grand Canyon University once again. Can you believe you're almost through year one? Hard to believe, huh?
Oh my gosh, it went by so fast. I feel like I was just moving in. It was such a good year, though. So many blessings, so many answered prayers through on the way. Wouldn't want it any other way. I love it here.
You know, besides keeping busy with track and field, you and I noticed on your social media, you're involved in a lot of other things on as far as college, aren't you?
Yeah, I try to stay as involved as I can with FCA, with a bunch of church groups, college groups. I am also pre-nursing education, so yeah, that is a big role on my hands. But yeah, I love it. I love staying busy.
And as we were talking before we start taping our conversation, the hot time of the – what am I fooling? It's always hot in Arizona. It never cools down in that place. I have relatives in Phoenix who give me the updates every single day. So, but you dig this weather. You're not minding the hot weather at all, are you?
No, I love it. I love getting my tan, and it's so nice. You don't even have to worry about, like, the weather. I know when I was in Nebraska, you have to check the weather every day because you know it's different every day, but here it's the same thing every day, hot and sunny, and I love it.
The track and field season, the first one for you, has kind of been maybe a little bumpy a little bit. You've been kind of battling an injury or two. Tell us about that, but you're on your way back, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been a really, really long journey. Had knee surgery this last summer, and was supposed to be healed up, but it ended up taking a lot longer, like three times as long as it was supposed to. So it was a huge journey on my mental state and physical and even spiritual, just trusting God throughout the process and just knowing that His will be done, and just so much prayer and faith going into that part. But yeah, we've been building back my quad and hamstring muscle for like 6 months now, so it's finally getting strong, and we are back sprinting, running, and competing, and it's been so good living in an answered prayer. So just so grateful to be where I am.
I'm sure the trainers and everybody said this is just not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time, and you got to trust those folks as well of what they say, don't you?
Yeah, I have an amazing staff here at GCU, just the PTs, the athletic trainers, the strength coach, and my even track coaches are just encouraging me and giving me motivation to keep going. You know, 7 months of like the gray area, not knowing my future, was really rough. And there was times I was like ready to just be done trying to get better and just stick to nursing. But without them and without my family and friends encouraging me and giving me that motivation to keep going, I would not have been able to do it.
Now, you have competed in a couple of 200s the last couple of meets. Am I right on that?
Yes, I've competed three times, just starting off with the 200s.
And that's been a race you have been involved in since junior high days, I take it. So it's something you know and love. And your times, you feel like you're pretty good? I mean, you feel like they're okay times for you?
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy situation because I got cleared to sprint, and then the next day my coach told me I would be competing that weekend. So it was a crazy situation where I hadn't even gotten in blocks, hadn't even put my spikes on yet, and I was already starting to compete in 3 days. So it was kind of shocking, but I wouldn't want it any other way. It was fun to get out there and felt a little unprepared, but I just had to trust my training from the past 6 years. And I haven't ran my PR yet, but I just keep getting a little faster and a little faster, a little more conditioned every meet. So I'm happy with my times. My coaches are happy with my times. So I just can't get too ahead of myself and be realistic and know where I came from. And just it is going to take time to get where I want to be.
So if it would have been up to you, Addy, 100, 200, or 400, if you have your choice to come back, which race would you have preferred to come back on?
I love the 200. That I think that's my favorite race. It's the perfect distance. I love the curve. That's where I just feel the most successful is right around that first curve. So I was happy when my coach started me out in the 200. They were actually most pleased with my 200 time first coming in. So I was excited to do that, but not going to lie, I can't believe I'm saying this. I do miss the 400. I am ready to get back running that.
Yeah, that's you ask a lot of track athletes, and it's a grind. That's a bear of a race, isn't it?
Oh, it's brutal. When I actually work out with the 400 girls on my team, so I am training for the 400 currently, but man, I did not miss. I actually, not going to lie, when I first got the lactic back in my legs and couldn't breathe, I was like, wow, I actually missed this a little bit, but no, yeah, that 400's brutal.
I noticed on the website, on the roster, and look at some of the events and some of the meets you've gone to, is you've got a good group of sprinters, some upperclass, I think a senior and a couple of juniors, if I'm not mistaken, there, who are really good. You have a chance to, I'm sure, get to be friends with them, and you've learned from them as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I love my team. I feel just like a little sister, just taking it all in and so humbly just wanting to learn everything that they know. And yeah, we have an insane group of girl sprinters. We have girls running 52, 53 second 400s and really fast short sprinters as well. So I love just getting all the information from them, and they are so supportive to me. They just feel like my bigger sisters, and yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way.
I think you have one more meet before the Mountain West Conference Championships, and that's on May 2nd, the Desert Heat Classic. Are you going to be planning to compete there?
Yeah, as of now, I am competing at the Desert Heat in Tucson. It's still undecided. We don't really get to know like what entries and who will be doing what. But yeah, I'm excited to run, and I'm excited to keep training with this team.
And I'm sure you would love to compete in the conference. The Mountain West Outdoor Championships then would be on the 14th or the 16th. If you're ready to go and the coaches let you, hey, let's do it.
Yeah, I would love to. The Mountain West is super competitive, especially this year and for the girls, and it'd be so fun to be able to run with all of them.
So what's your summer plans? Do you plan on staying in Arizona? Are you going to come back home, or a little bit of both?
I'm actually coming back this summer. Next summer I'll stay here, but yep, planning on coming back, hoping to continue training, continue strengthening my legs, and be able to come back in the fall better than ever, and hoping to work as a CNA this summer. I probably should start figuring that stuff out, but yeah, excited to be home with my family and friends, and yeah, it'll be so good.
But you mentioned earlier your nursing classes and the preparation for a career in that field. I take it's going pretty well, isn't it?
It's so good. I actually had my last class today. We're almost done with the semester, so I love what I'm learning, and I love the nursing program and the anatomy of the body, and just seeing how it's designed by God and just how perfectly we all go together. It's amazing, and I am excited to continue my journey.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Addie, the RPAC conference meet's coming up Friday, and a week Friday, May 1st, down in Cambridge. It's going to be a little weird not seeing you out there in the 100, the 200, and the 400.
I know. I've been looking at all of the meets that Southern Valley and all the RPAC schools go to. It's really hard seeing everyone compete, but I'm so excited to see the RPAC results and all of my friends from the other schools and from Southern Valley. I'm excited for them.
Yeah, you're a little brother. You keep tabs on what he's doing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. He made sure to call me after he ran a sub 60 400 the other day. He keeps me updated, and he likes to compare him as a freshman to where I was as a freshman, and he loves to talk about track, so it's so fun. I love supporting him and cheering him on and seeing where he's going.